The Nutty Bites Podcast is geek certified by the Geek Out with Mainframe Podcast. Hey, I've got taste.
Hello, mixed nuts, nutcases, et al, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Nutty Bites. And today we're going to be recapping and talking about what's happened in the months of January and February. Yes, that's right. I'm combining the 2 months into one because it just kind of feels like it works better that way, especially since I was getting later and later on doing monthly episodes, and then because I had just done one, it would push back further even later, and I'm just going to combine them all and basically do these as I can. You will always have an episode every month, obviously, but, you know, everyone likes the debates more than they like this anyway, so it's not a big deal. I'm trying to include some more things, like, for instance, I just purchased my first piece of fiction that I'll be including on this show, and I'm hoping that the voice talent I want for it will record it for me, but I'm still waiting to hear back on that. There will be more debates and just lots of fun and lots of bites of nutty, or nutty bites, whatever. January, February has, you know, they've passed, and lots of stuff I feel like has happened. I just started with a group of friends here in Fredericton, or just outside of Fredericton. We started a steampunk Shadowrun game that we're calling Victoriana, and basically taking the ideas of Shadowrun and making them steampunk and setting it in Victorian England. And so you've got riggers and you've got hackers, but it's all done with steam or clockworks or whatever. And it works out really well. And we're using the fate system, which I've never used before this, to determine the gameplay and the dice rolling and everything else. And I really enjoy it. It's very freeform, and it's more about playing to the character than relying on dice. So, for instance, if you roll bad, but you have a character trait that would make it pretty silly for you not to be able to do something, you can then spend fate points on that, and it's just really awesome. So I'm having a lot of fun. Tech is playing his Clockwork Doctor persona, which you've seen in pictures from cons and on blogs like the Device blog, where it was one of the 10 best do-it-yourself cosplay costumes. And basically, his character is fully worked up, and it's actually really cool because one of his flaws is that he's been blamed for the plague. And I have a lot of fun with that. I am playing Lady London the Liquidatrix, known only to her friends as Lenore. Nobody knows her last name. She is Scotland Yard's number one most wanted. She is an assassin, quite a good shot with her Tesla sniper rifle. And she's also great in hand-to-hand close-quarter combat because she's a knife expert. And she's a lot of fun. And one of her flaws is she doesn't know when to keep her mouth shut in a male-dominated society. Yeah, I really like playing to the flaws of characters, so this system's working out really well. We've got a bunch of other really cool characters in the game. I'm not going to delve into it, but if you wanted to know, I would, of course, tell you off the podcast. It's just a lot of fun, and it's great to be tabletopping regularly. We meet every other week at a friend's house, and we're just having a blast doing it. I really miss tabletop. Oh, how much do I miss tabletop? So much. It's hard to actually think back and remember everything that's going on because usually I take notes and I leave them in my show notes to talk about. And I thought I had done that, but then I opened up my show notes and I said, oh, I don't have any notes except for noting about feedback. Silly me. What's been going on also is that in February, the start of Lent started. And that means my daily creativity project is in full effect. Now, my daily creativity project is basically just random creations that I make. Nothing big. Sometimes they're more bigger than others. Sometimes they're just little doodles. But for the 40 days of Lent, I make sure that every single day, not only do I create something, but I also post it on the blog, on the internet, and show and share with everyone my creations. Last year, I also started Art Month, which is for the month of March, you create something every single day, trying to get other people involved in it. But so far as I know, I'm the only one doing it. So whatever, my personal project, I'm still going with trying to invite others to do it, but so far it's just me. But that's okay. You can go to nimlas.org/blog and take a look at all the crazy different things I've made, including Rory as Han Solo, Rory brushing his teeth, Rory invading Flash Pulp, a picture of Professor Brain Fever from Supervillain Corner, as well as some Batgirl stuff, pictures of Snailfish, pictures of people that I know, some new pop art, and just random fun good things. So go take a look at that and let me know what you think about them. You know, they're studies. They're not huge completed works, but they're something that I'm doing every single day, and it really does focus me and bring me back and to what I need to be focusing on and to creating. And I'm glad that I'm doing it. Doing this every year, making sure that I do it every single day every year, keeps me going throughout the year. And I start to dwindle as it, you know, the holidays hit and then you're recovering from the holidays. And all of a sudden you realize you haven't drawn anything in a while. And then bam, here comes Lent and it's time to start drawing again. And it's exactly what I need. It's the swift kick in the pants that I need. I've been going through this crazy work project that has had me not sleeping very much and basically waiting on the schedule and demand of others, which hasn't been the best of situations. I mean, the project is coming out really great. I've created some really nice things for my client, including some fun clip art that some of it's not being used, but whatever. but that should be coming to a close very soon. Everything should be going to the printer this week at some point. It's always kind of crazy. This happens twice a year. And honestly, it's okay because it only happens twice a year, but it's also fun, but it's a lot of work and up in the air stuff. So I should be getting a Nutty Debate recorded in the next coming weeks. I am hoping to get a Digger Chat recorded. I've been trying to do that for a long time, and it's just been me figuring out where I am and getting people ready to meet with me at that time. Other diggers has been not so easy. I've got all these projects that I've had to put on hold because of my work project. Hopefully I can get to them all. And I've got a trip coming up at the end of March. So, you know, traveling always throws a monkey wrench into things. But I am not complaining. It's good to be busy. It's actually really good to be busy.
They fought in his wars. They were the best of his army. But now, Alexander the Great has exiled the last of his scouts to wander the Indus Valley and find their fate. Fighting disease, strange animals, and a hostile climate, the four remaining scouts encounter something as deadly as it is beautiful. Interlopers, the third volume of author Paul Ellard Cooley's Garaga's Children's series. Ebook on sale, March 15th, 2012. For more information, please visit shadowpublications.com.
We don't believe and happy endings.
What are you listening to?
Am I listening to any new podcasts? I have subscribed to the Action Pack podcast, but they haven't released an episode yet. So I'll let you know when that comes out. I believe I've mentioned the Alien Nation podcast. I don't know if I talked about listening to it or not, the Newcomers podcast, but I've been listening to that and I really enjoy how Kenny and the other guy, I forget his name, I really do apologize. I really do enjoy how they're running their Alien Nation podcast. It's a lot of fun. It's a great show and it's great to hear them talk about the different topics. See, look at it from a perspective from today. Compensating Controls, by the way, which I'm sure I've mentioned before, which is James Keeling's first audiobook, is coming to a close. And it's been really interesting. So I highly recommend you all go to patiobooks.com and take a listen to it. I do warn you, there are some icky scenes, especially one having to do with eyelids, that even grossed me out. So make sure you have a strong stomach and don't listen during lunch. Fit to Write. It's a new podcast about getting healthy and being a writer, which while I do write for fun, I am not a writer. I often take these writer podcasts and apply them to myself as a creator. And I think that it's applicable to almost anyone. It's a good approach to working in getting healthy in your daily lifestyle, because there's a lot of podcasts out there that can tell you you need to exercise and you need to eat right. But not so many of them focus on the fact that sometimes it's hard and sometimes you don't have control. And sometimes you're working so hard and you've got so many deadlines that you can't pay attention to what you're eating and you can't get yourself to the gym for 2 hours every day. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And this podcast talks with different hosts. We've got T. Morris, Lauren Scribe Harris, and Justin McCumber. I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name, Justin. I just generally know you as Justin, and I usually see your name on a screen. But they are all talking about being writers and working in fitness to their daily lives and the struggles that they have had. And the thing that I like about it is that you've got different kinds of people on there. I really enjoy listening to the different perspectives because everybody is different. And when I say everybody, I don't mean everybody. I mean every body. Every one of our bodies is different, and how we approach getting healthier is different. What I like about the Fit to Write podcast is they talk about real life and they talk about how to get things in. Like, for instance, they just did an episode on how to go to a con and not be completely derailed. And I thought that that was really, really good. They talk about in other episodes how to work it into your daily routine. You know, how do you organize it? Do you do your exercise first? Do you do your writing first? You know, however. Anyway, I will tell you that there's a lot of podcasts I'm not listening to because of the whole Mevo thing. And one in particular that I've been waiting for a new episode. But because of Mevo, there is no podcast feed. And I'm hoping that doesn't mean the death of the podcast. I'm also subscribed to Scott Roche's Omniverse podcast. If you're not subscribed, go get subscribed. He is releasing a lot of his fiction that has previously only been released in ebook format or has been released on other podcasts such as Every Photo Tells and so forth. Go take a listen. He's also looking for people to read his fiction for him. So if you're interested in reading fiction or getting into voice acting work, this is a really good podcast to listen to and to offer your voice for. I would totally be jumping on the chance if I wasn't already behind on recording lines for Scott for Ginny Dare, but I am getting them out to him and I'm very close to finishing that project. So hopefully when I finish that project and I've got my work project finished, I can start recording some of his short fiction. That would be a lot of fun. I've been listening to Shadow Publications for a while, but for anyone who has not been listening or used to listen but didn't know if there was new content or whatever, there was just a three-parter of Paul Cooley's The Streets. That's kind of where he destroys your childhood with Sesame Street and Oscar the Grouch is a private investigator and It's really great. Anyway, he just released a new three-parter. It was really good, and I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say that Fraggles are mentioned, and it's worth it. I am getting updated. I'm getting closer to up-to-date on some of my podcasts. Some of my fiction podcasts, I'm still listening to Christmas stories, but it's pretty cool how I'm starting to get through some of them. That's how you know I've had a lot of work to do, is that I'm getting through the backlog of over 500 podcasts. That's when I listen to podcasts, is when I'm doing layout. But yeah, I think that's pretty much everything.
Hi, do you like geeky podcasts? Of course you do. Do you like free stuff? Hey, who doesn't? If you like podcasts and winning free stuff, then you'll love the Great Geeky Podcast iTunes Review Contest. All you have to do is leave some iTunes reviews for some great podcasts and email your name and the name of your iTunes review in, and you'll be entered into a contest for some great prizes, including DVDs, action figures, posters, and more. There's even a complete Buffy DVD setup for grabs. Head on over to BetweenTheLinesStudios.com/contest to read the list of participating podcasts and complete entry rules. Even if you don't use iTunes, there's some great ways to get some entries by sharing the contest on Twitter and Facebook. The contest ends May 15th, so make sure you get your reviews in quickly.
I heard it on Twitter.
I don't remember the reference to this, but I saved it as a favorite, where Coach Rourke says that Nuke Joss rocks my lemon cake loving world. And, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it. This isn't so much a normal I heard it on Twitter, but there is a call for submissions for Linoleum. A new magazine is looking for original short stories, poetry, and more. Check it out at BetweenTheLinesStudios.com/linoleum magazine. Linoleum-magazine. I'm sure if you Googled Between the Line Studios and Linoleum magazine, you'll be able to find it. But yeah, they're looking for submissions. I don't know if I read this before. I apologize if I did. But what is 2012 going to be the year of? Zachman says, just turn it up to 11, Nuke Joss. Then you can have the year of spontaneous combustion. And Zachman, come on. You know, I always turn it up to 11. Love the reference. Zachman also says the Kindle 3 text-to-speech app is good to sleep to because it can make the best books less exciting. Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to make books less exciting. That's not nice. Norman Scry says, in reference to Nutty Bites December, Kindle app used to allow in-app purchasing. Then Apple changed their terms and sadly banned it. That's okay. You know, it's not so bad that you can't buy books from within the app. And I'm sure Apple did that simply because you can buy, you can link directly to the iBooks, iTunes, whatever store from within iBooks. I like the Kindle on my iPad, and I prefer, if I'm going to buy something, I will buy it through Kindle over iBooks, unless it's cheaper on iBooks or whatever. But mostly because if I buy it on the Kindle and view it on my iPad, I can then also let my husband read it on his Android phone or on his tablet, which the Kobe tablet we can't seem to do anything with because it sucks and it won't let us install our own version of Android on it. And it is really obnoxious, and everything that I thought it could do, it can't do because I was under the impression it could link to Amazon's Android app store, and it can't. And it can't link to any Android app store because it's annoying. Anyway, I'm sure it can be done. It's just one of the frustrating things about the Kobe Android tablet that we got is that, and I'm not sure if it's the same for all Android tablets because I've only actually used one out of the box, is that you pretty much have to manually set everything, whereas the iPad, it all just starts working as soon as you open it. So I'm kind of kicking myself for wasting money on this when I could have bought a Kindle Fire or, for twice as much as I paid, tried to find another used iPad. I'm in the market for a Kindle Fire and an iPad, just letting people know. For my husband. NCAF1 says, listening to Nutty Bite, I mentioned seeing Super Scrabble Board? It's a larger board and four times the word. I think you might have mentioned that, and I remember being really, really scared. But I think it'd be fun to play at least. I was discussing, possibly talking about favorite apocalypses as a nutty debate that may be coming up, and Kaylin responds with, my favorite apocalypse plays DDO, which is one of the guildies that we run with. All of his characters are Apocalypse or Apocalypso or something having to do with that, and they all start with APOC, and he is a lot of fun. He's somebody we converted to MMOing, and then he has pwned us all and is better than all of us. And he's a vet, which is extra cool, just because vets are cool, and he gives us fun stories about the animals he works on. JMCT said, won't be able to call in. Give a shout out to the gray goo of nanobots, please. And if I did not mention that on the Fantastical Worlds, I mention it now. I was totally stealing this from Spiritual Tramp. Podcaster tears taste like unicorn steak marinated in rainbows. Heck yeah. Yeah, he posted that in the Flash Mob for Flash Pulp. If you are listening to Flash Pulp and you're not part of the mob, you need to be. If you're not listening to Flash Pulp, why not? How many times do I have to tell you to go listen? Love that. Now, for Valentine's Day, I posted on my blog a robot love story. But before I posted it, because last year I wrote a zombie love story, I asked Twitter, what should I post? And I got a lot of cool suggestions. And the one that I went with came from Villain Corner, which is a robot love story, or an interspecies alien love story. That was definitely helpful. But I wanted to, you know, thank Professor Brain Fever for giving me the inspiration. And I hope everyone enjoyed that little love story that I posted. And Villain Corner also says, I always feel like there needed to be a tragic romance of two star-crossed aliens that aren't physically compatible. And, you know, like Romeo and Juliet. And in the Star Trek lore, it is said that Vulcans and humans were not really compatible to procreate. And that Spock's mother had to, you know, get some medical treatment or medicine or whatever to help her procreate. But then they kind of forgot about that later on. And there's half Vulcans with everything. So that's always interesting. But yeah, it would be interesting. I wonder what if there was, you know, some kind of a cross species couple where like actual physical relations would be detrimental to their health. That would be interesting. Far, FYAR, says, Cupid versus evil Cupid in a showdown to encourage / discourage true love. That would have been an interesting story, let me tell you. And I will try to remember that for next year. Thank you. B.A. Matthews says, I thought a great fictional world to live in, the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. I would totally be a waterbender. I think I mentioned that in our debate. I apologize if some of these are slightly disjointed. I just favorite them in chronological order and then read them in chronological order. So, and then this month I got a great Follow Friday from JRD Skinner. And basically he described me as Nichas, podcaster, visual artist, geek, empress. And if you see her at a con, ask to meet her dragon. And, you know, that was really awesome. And yeah. Rory would love to meet you. Oh, and it seems, by the way, this just popped up as I was recording this, that Villain Corner posted, a few weeks ago, I spoke with Nukchas about fantasy worlds. This week, I find out Kaomancer has been visiting some. So go take a listen to Super Villain Corner and see what's going on there. They also had some fun Valentine's Day an episode there, and I highly recommend you take a listen. I love Supervillain Corner. It's so much fun. And it's a short podcast, so that's great. I need to make these shorter. I need to make them in actual bites.
Hi, this is Hugh, the host and editor of the Way of the Buffalo podcast. Twice a month, we present the best short fiction of all genres, thought-provoking interviews, and other diverse entertainments. You can find us online at wayofthebuffalopodcast.blogspot.com, or search for us on iTunes. Some people say that short fiction is going the way of the buffalo. Come join us, won't you?
What I'm reading...
More of the Sherlock. I haven't been doing as much reading as I'd like to, because what with the work and the daily creativity, the stopping and looking and reading something has not really been working out. The most that I've been reading has been, you know, news articles and stuff online. Been doing a lot of research, falling into research. But so far as books, I'm still working on my Sherlock Holmes. Oh, and I finished reading all of the Dollhouse Epitaph comics. There aren't that many, but it was really interesting. And my husband just told me the other day that the drinking game about me is if I say interesting, you take a drink. Much like if I say awesome, you take a drink and all sorts of things. So now that I said the word interesting, all I can think is, oh, he's got to take a drink. I really enjoyed the Dollhouse comics. I thought that they were they gave more depth to what happened in between the end of the series and Epitaph 1. It kind of shows you how things are working. And not so much of a spoiler alert, minor, but I'm sure you would have guessed he'd show up there. There's more alphas. So if there's alpha, you're going to want to read it, you know? And so go ahead. Oh, and you find out more about Mags and her crew, and you see what happened before everything, you know, the apocalypse happened, and what their lives were like. And I thought that that was very fascinating. I think fascinating might be too strong of a word, but I'm having trouble coming up with words that are not interesting.
What I'm watching?
Most recently, I just saw John Carter. And it should be John Carter of Mars or John Carter and the Princess of Mars or whatever. But Disney decided not to put Mars in the title. But that's okay, because guess what? It was a great movie. I loved it. Now, I grew up reading the books. I can't tell you exactly what happened in every single book because I read them when I was little and I should probably reread them or listen to them on audiobook or whatever, but I haven't. Because honestly, when I heard that this movie was coming out, I thought, yeah, I'll wait till it's out on DVD because I'm not really that interested. But then one of my friends told me that basically the trailers and the promotion for it makes it look like a really bad movie, but it's actually, from what he had heard, really good and book lovers would love it. So I went to see it on opening night and I loved it. I was sitting there with my childhood wonder, just happy as a clam. And there's always little things you can nitpick, but I, out of 5 stars, I'd give it a 4.5. There was a couple little Easter eggs in there that were really fun. Like there was a Disney D somewhere in the film. I won't tell you where. I thought that was really fun. My husband, Tech would give it a 3.5. He never read the books, but he found that it was a little Disney-fied. And it might just be the fact that having read the books as a kid, I was watching it with a kid's eyes. So the Disneyizing effect to it really doesn't bother me. Now, if you are going to see the film and you have not read the books, you have to understand nothing's going to make any scientific sense because this was written by, you know, Edgar Rice Burroughs long, long time ago, before we knew actually what was going on Mars and our speculations were very limited, before we went to the moon even, before we went into outer space. So the idea that there could be 4 main races on Mars was entirely plausible. And so just there's complete suspension of disbelief and just go at it remembering that it doesn't have to make sense with the world as we know it. It's just an idea. And yeah, so go ahead, have a lot of fun. I was really scared they were going to Jar Jar Binks it up, but they didn't. So yay.
Seen any strange animals like Bigfoot, Nessie, or Chupacabra?
Tune in March 30th at 8 p.m. for Strange Encounters.
3 hours of the paranormal, the ufological, and the cryptozoological.
With special guests including
Stanton Friedman,
ufologist
Nathan Schoonover,
a.k.a. the Demon Hunter,
Alexandra Holzer,
the first daughter of the paranormal,
Lauren Coleman,
cryptozoologist
Jeff Bellinger,
one of the most visible paranormal researchers today.
We want to hear your strange encounters.
Tell us your ghost story.
Tell us about your UFO sightings or alien encounters.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangeencountersCHSR.
What was your strangest encounter?
Chupacabras, lollipops.
That doesn't sound natural.
All right, so we've got some feedback. I got some feedback on Facebook by Cookie Momster from Long Island. And she says, listening to your podcast, what fantasy world would you like to live in? I would want to live in Eltaria, the fairyland of Mercedes Lackey's 500 Kingdoms series. I also would want to be a fairy godmother in that universe, never a princess. Also, I would never want to live in WoW or even Elder Scrolls Skyrim world. Too much chance of death. Although, nobody brought up Final Fantasy worlds, and who doesn't love a Moogle? Seriously, who doesn't love a Moogle? Moogles are awesome! Yes, they are. And Kupo, that's all I need to say, right? I've got some feedback on the Great Britain, I believe, version of the iTunes store. So, we're going to start with Nuttylicious, 5 stars, by Jarek. An adventure in audio as the delectable Nukchas, famed in the circles of creativity, talks about art, books, TV, and other media. Guests join her to discuss various topics, including the recent most ineffectual character in sci-fi. If you are looking for a podcast full of life and enthusiasm covering the geek realm and well beyond that, this is it. Give it a go. Thank you, Jarek. Jarek is also a digger and a good friend of mine, and I thank you very much for that review. I have no idea when you sent it because there are no dates on there, but that's okay. Hey, I found it. I'm happy I found it. If you leave a review on iTunes somewhere and I haven't read it, please let me know because they don't send me notices and there's no way for me to like set up a Google alert for new reviews. And unless I specifically seek out that iTunes store, like finding Great Britain's iTunes store, I don't even remember how I did that, I won't know about it. So please let me know because I really would like to hear what you have to say. Next we have Give the Nutty Fiction a Shot, 5 stars, by Spider Math. And I believe that that is Matthew. I thank Matthew for this. Hey, I'm listening to this because Nutty is a regular on Sci-Fi Dig, but this podcast is worth listening to on its own merit. But it's the bonus episode of Nutty Fiction which drove me to write a review. Real story, a bit of dramatization, and I can't wait for more. What are you waiting for? Aggregate it now. Thank you, Matthew, and I'm so happy that the fiction brought you there. I am hoping to bring more nutty fiction of my own and of other people's writings to a podcast near you. I have one that I need to seriously edit before I read it, and I actually was hoping to get somebody else to read it because I wanted a male voice for it, but my beta reader never sent me edits, so I need to send it to somebody else. I think I might send it to my mom to edit for me because she's a grammar Nazi, and that's always awesome. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but thank you very much, and yes, I hope to be bringing more nutty fiction soon.
Last year, the Way of the Buffalo podcast presented the first 2 chapters of Sarah Deemer's groundbreaking debut novel, The Dark Wife, read by Parsec Award finalist Veronica Giguere of The Secret World Chronicle and The Ballad of Iron Percy. We were happy to bring this unique twist of an ancient tale to our listeners, and now we'd like to present the rest of the book as an audiobook, for free online. But we can't do it without your help. We've started a Kickstarter campaign to raise the funding we need to make this project a reality. We're trying to raise $1,000 to hire back Veronica to finish the narration, as well as pay licensing costs for music and sound effects. For more information, or to donate, visit Kickstarter.com and search for The Dark Wife, or find The Dark Wife page at wayofthebuffalopodcast.blogspot.com. Thanks for your help.
We have a voicemail from Lulu, which is awesome because she was very nervous about sharing her voice. She's a great podcast listener, a wonderful supporter of many podcasts, and I met her personally at Balticon last year, and she's just become an awesome friend over Twitter and Google Plus and so forth, and a great lover and supporter of Rory, but she's very self-conscious about her voice, as many people are, and a bit about her accent, but I absolutely love it, so here you go.
Ninish, my love, Ninish, it's Lucy.
That's her pet name for
okay.
me.
I took my courage to call you. I just wanted to say that why choose? I consider myself a mixed nut case.
Mixed Nut Case.
And my favorite show was the Geeky Gift. I loved that show. It gave me a lot of new ideas.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the last one for December, it was very good too. And your watercolors are great. I wanted to tell you that too. And say hi to Rory, baby, for me. Rawr. It's so cute. So thanks a lot for your show. I enjoy it very much. Kiss, kiss. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Lulu. And yes, thank you so much about the watercolors. I'm blushing just a little here. I've been having a lot of fun working in watercolor, and I'm so glad that I got back to it because I love painting, but doing an oil paint, it's working in oil paint is a lot of preparation, a lot of cleanup. There's just as much time in setting up and breaking down as there is in actual painting. So the watercolor lets me work a lot faster. It does have its limitations because it dries so quickly. Like if I'm not careful, you'll see like water lines, but it's nice because it dries so quickly. I can get it up. Whereas an oil painting can sometimes take, I don't know, weeks to dry. I remember I did a painting for my sister's engagement and I let it dry for 2 weeks and it still wasn't completely dry. So that when I drove it down to New York, the white areas were still a bit wet and, or the whiter areas, the areas that I used titanium white in, were still a bit wet, that I tried to explain to her that it was still wet, that she actually got some paint on her hand when I gave her the painting. I was like, but, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes, you know, sometimes some oil paints will dry faster than others and some colors are more than others. And it all depends on how much oil content's in it. And you guys don't care about that. I'm just geeking on about something stupid. I might as well bore you with information about fonts. Anyway, thank you so much for the feedback, Lulu. That was awesome. And I really enjoy it. And I want to take this as an opportunity to let everyone know that you can call in the voicemail line and I will play it for everyone. If you don't want me to play something, please let me know and I won't play it. But I really enjoyed that. And I really enjoy hearing your voices and hearing how you guys enjoy the show. If you like it, if you have problems with it, whatever your feedback is, I like hearing it because I enjoy knowing that I'm not talking to the air. And I have a lot of fun with this and I have a lot of fun interacting with all of you, my mixed nutcases. I also want to invite anyone to record bumpers for me. And what that means is you can say, record a bumper about any of the different segments, you know, what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, what I'm watching. I heard it on Twitter, art happenings, nutty debate, people who inspire me, nutty fiction, any of those things. You can also record a hello, my name is, and you're listening to Nutty Bites, and anything else you want to put in there. You can write little skits for me. You can create fake ads for me. Whatever you want to do, I would love it. And if you speak another language, I would love to have some bumpers in your language because that is cool. And I only speak English and a little bit of Klingon, but I'm not sure I can conjugate a bumper in Klingon. I might try that someday though. We'll see. But if you can record something like that for me, I would love it because I like having other voices on here. So without further ado, I'm going to say adieu. The music in this podcast is Steampunk Girl by John Anilio. You can find his music at johnanilio.com.
Sherry slides the gate and closes up for the night. Walks through the mall in silence, gets in a Chevrolet and blasts the Cure and the Smiths. Puts a flask to her lips, takes exit 22 and pulls in her parking space. Climbs up the fire escape, steps into a bedroom and crashes onto a bed. Rips stockings from her legs. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. So she's putting on a
leather coat and her Tesla gun. Well, she used to be a gawking, now she's a steampunk girl. She dreams of brass and gaslight, imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead, she opts a flight to a sci-fi convention. Now it's her intention to finish her novel, then go back to school and learn to live again. So she's putting on her goggles and a bowler hat. She checks her pocket watch.
And I'm trying to include some more things. That was a really loud noise coming from my oven. Fun. You'll have to excuse me. I'm cooking lunch at the same time as I'm doing this. And I'm hoping my stomach doesn't growl so loud that you can hear it. Anyway, I'm rambling. Nobody wants to hear me ramble. Anyway, moving on. Are these five? Yeah, five. A bit of dramatis... Real story, a bit of dramatization. Dramatization, there we go. I am hoping to bring more fiction soon, and this is being interrupted by a phone call.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.